So imagine trying to extract like a single drop of blue ink from a dried painting without ruining the rest of the canvas. That is basically the exact paradox that data privacy laws, like GDPR's right to erasure, have created for modern databases.
Yeah, it's a massive, massive architectural headache.
Right, because welcome to today's deep dive, you guys. We're unpacking the highly technical specifications of ternary logic cryptographic erasure. Because if you have an immutable append-only Merkle tree, which, just as a quick refresher, is a ledger where every block of data is cryptographically chained to the next light.
Which means structurally, it just cannot be altered.
Exactly. You literally cannot alter it without breaking the whole chain. So how do you legally delete personal data for, the user out of a system built to never forget?
Well, you don't. I mean, if you physically excise a block of personal data from that Merkle tree, all the subsequent hash calculations just instantly invalidate.
The whole ledger just collapses.
Right, the whole thing breaks. So the solution outlined in these specs relies on a major pivot. We don't physically destroy the data payload on the ledger, we just make it mathematically invisible.
Okay, but saying it's, mathematically invisible sounds great in theory, but if the encrypted data, the ciphertext, is still physically sitting right there on the server, what's stopping, like, a relentless brute force attack from eventually cracking it?
So that's where this concept of crypto shredding comes in.
Crypto shredding.
Yeah. Instead of trying to delete the ledger block itself, the system surgically targets a subject-derived key.
Okay, what is that?
So it's this dynamic cryptographic key tied exclusively to one individual user. By physically destroying that specific key in the hardware, you completely sever the identity link.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that user's ciphertext becomes permanently unintelligible.
Yeah.
But the adjacent trade secrets and, operational logs remain perfectly readable to authorized parties.
Which brings us to the ternary logic part of the specification. Because traditional computing is just binary, right? A one or a zero, true or false.
Exactly, yeah.
But destroying a key at this level requires way more nuance than just flipping a one to a zero.
It does. So ternary logic introduces a third state. You have state one, which is active, state two, inactive or, soft deleted, and state three, which is cryptographically erased.
Meaning it's gone. Gone.
Right. This third state allows the hardware to definitively log a state of absolute mathematical destruction. It's not just turned off. The hardware recognizes it as permanently physically irrecoverable.
Okay, but wait, shredding a key creates a whole new vulnerability, doesn't it? I mean,
Sure.
you've essentially just handed system administrators a burn after reading button. Like,
No.
let's unpack this. What stops a rogue admin from just quietly hitting delete on these keys to hide corporate fraud or, I don't know, cover up some massive mistake?
So the architecture actually anticipates that exact threat. They use a strict hardware interlock known as NL equals NA, which stands for no log equals no action.
No log equals no action.
Right. The hardware literally cannot execute a zeroization of that key. It won't destroy it until a formalized destruction event is generated, encrypted, and irrevocably committed to the ledger itself.
So it's basically a physical catch-22.
Basically, yeah.
The hardware is mathematically blind to the delete command unless a public receipt of that deletion is already permanently etched into the ledger.
Spot on. And it's enforced at the silicon level. The actual logic gates controlling the physical erase circuit will not route power unless they are fed the cryptographic hash proving the log entry exists.
That is wild.
And you can't just have one admin trigger this either. It requires a strict multi-signature governance threshold.
Like what? Two people turning a key?
More like a three of five independent custodians kind of setup authorizing the destruction.
So, for you listening, this proves that with the right architecture, we actually don't have to choose between absolute corporate trade secrecy and strict consumer privacy. The hardware can mathematically force automated systems to respect both. But I have to ask, even with like three of five signatures and hardware logs, memory's still physical. What about the actual silicon cells holding the key?
Ah, so that is the final and honestly, probably the most intense layer of this specification. Hardware flash memory is vulnerable to something called wear leveling analysis.
Which means.
Well, even if you zero out the digital memory, someone with an electron microscope could, theoretically, measure the residual analog charges left behind in the physical memory cells.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and they could piece that destroyed key right back together.
That is a terrifying level of forensic extraction.
It really is. So to defeat it, the system doesn't just flip the memory cells to zeros. It actively overwrites the key's specific memory sector with cryptographically random noise pulled from a true random number generator.
Wow.
Yeah, it literally blasts the physical memory with pure chaotic math to ensure the analog charge is permanently scrambled.
So it's not like erasing a cassette tape. It's more like recording over that tape with the deafening static of like 1,000 different radio stations at once.
Exactly. The original analog signature is buried completely.
Man. Well, which leaves you with this to mull over today. As our ledgers become permanent and our deletion methods become this extreme, can we ever truly erase anything, or are we just burying it in an ocean of mathematical noise?